Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hand in my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above, and it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your host, Sonny J, and heck, y'all know this. Yesterday, compared to yesterday's show, y'all hear my voice. It's back. So happy, y'all. So happy. Definitely, water is one of the best things ever. Medicine is all about water to save your life. So I'm so excited. And which is no better way than ironically start off our Healthy After Dust week. And with something about health, something like that. And today's show is actually going to be about New Year's resolutions. And basically, I want you all to share your resolutions for the year, what you plan on doing different this year, or what you plan on doing the same but doing better. So definitely share, call in, share. The call in number is 347-202-0389 for you to call in. And you can also tweet us at Seddy J Dusk. That's CEDDYJDUSK. You go there, you can tweet us, or you can actually go to the bottom of the show page and go to this episode in the comment section. Put your comment there and let us know what your resolution was. And we'll share it. A couple of things. Make sure y'all check out the new issue of for this week's On the Spot. Make sure y'all check that out at onthespot.dustspot.com. Check it out there, and a lot of great stuff there. It is jam-packed on this issue. Like, a whole lot of things are going down. We've even brought photo of the week now, too, so definitely check it out. We got today's I'm Hot After Dust Daily, which is very hot. I like the way it's shot. I made it turn out. It looks pretty cool. You get a little bit, you get some stuff, some sources of Me and Takeout and Clumsy Crooks. So you can check it out. Go there. Yeah, you posted yesterday after yesterday's show. And then today's before today's show. So definitely check them out. As a reminder, let you know, this week, tomorrow's show is going to be at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with my girl Tracy, who is a Zumba instructor and breaking down some of her about Zumba Fitness. And then Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll have my boy Luis Yanez, a.k.a. DJ Legend, chop it up with him. As far as his boxing career and how he misses out on DJing. So we're ready to go ahead and go to This song, and this is from one of, I guess, from last week. This is Alante's Take Me Away. They'll be right back on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Cedi J.
Got time for a date. I'ma keep it cool till the heat dissipate. Y'all niggas ain't lost y'all mind, telling me that I'm wasting my time. But every day life throws a new grind, and niggas think hard work is a crime. And they'll do anything for a dime. Gotta get it quick, everything on the line. Just to get a lick, now you live by the nine. But only by the dime when you run out of time. Oh, you got what it takes. Can you deal with the so-called fakes? You know the ones that are smiling on your face, go behind your back so quick to betray.
All of these people, all of these they're lying, they just wanna betray. This happens too often, like every day. I'm packing my bags, so won't you take me away? Take me away, take me away, take me away. Why don't you take me away? Take me away, take me away, take me away, away, away.
Hey, won't you take me away? If I must leave, then I will not stay. The game's to win, yeah, I will not play. Just hope that you jerks have a real nice day. Singing whack on the track when I spit raps. Snap your head back faster than a whiplash. I spit shit hard, pimp slaps. Y'all better chill out, ice packs. Y'all selling y'all soul to the devil. I dig up dirt like shovels, but I do me regardless. People saying I'm heartless, and that is not the truth. You just mad I killed the booth. Thought we was cool, now I'm the fool. So I see what your friends will do.
All of these people know what they say. I feel like they're lying, they just wanna betray. This happens too often, like every day. I'm packing my bags, so won't you take me away? Take me away, take me away, take me away. Why don't you take me away? Take me away, take me away, take me away.
Welcome back to Life at Dust, everybody. That was Alante's Take Me Away. Speak up to that. It's definitely a nice track. And today's show, of course, is a Healthy After Dust show. This is, for those of y'all that haven't been to Healthy Under Dust or Life Under Dust Live, this is a segment that we used to do a lot on our show, whereas every month we did a big health show. And this whole week we're trying to, you know, we're basically kicking up, bringing that back for every month. So we'll have this course this whole week before how to Healthy Under Dust. Of course, next month we'll have a show dedicated to it. The following month of that, we'll have something going on. So that basically goes anything that has to do with physical, spiritual, emotional, financial health, or whatever. It basically it's all covered in on these shows. And different guests come on to chop it up. So we have open forums that we do today. So first off, I want to get into the New Year's resolutions. As far as my New Year's resolution, is basically to key in on stuff that I was doing either last year that was I was doing right, or stuff in the past I started and I didn't finish. I'm going to finish my stuff. That's the thing. It's not no brand like, oh, this my year, I'm going to do this. No, it's not from y'all to extra stuff. Real talk, it's about finishing stuff, and I also declare, I've been declaring it all weekend, y'all going to see me say it a whole lot. This is the year of no excuses. And the thing is, as long as you remind yourself of something every day, you get yourself in that mindset of doing it. So, big up to that. Very big up to that. We got a lot of great stuff going on today. Like I said, a lot of things are great happening. And like one of the things, too, I just thought, like, I know a lot of practices that are going on, and you guys have made it amazing to work to what it is today. Still a lot of people are like joining like crazy and sharing the thoughts and opinions, and you know, sharing the art, all that good stuff. So I appreciate that. All right, I'm going to check the Twitter. Let's see what's going on with some of the New Year's resolutions. All right, hold on. Let me type it in. And it's going to be definitely crazy. It kind of cracks me up. Some people say it's the craziest crap for New Year's. It's like, yeah, man, I'm going to be old, man, this year. Like, oh, man, come on. Let's not be a cliche and start like a bad rap song. But okay, so here we go. And I'm going to make this quote. Richard Dumb actually says, he quotes this off of people who have goals in 2012 and New Year's resolutions. He says, "Don't follow your dreams, chase them." That's simple, man. Like, people, yeah, chase them, man. All right. Her New Year's resolution is to read more, get closer to God, and do something memorable, and write more. Because of that, can't knock that out. Definitely, she's trying to get her spiritual mindset together. And that's big up to that. It's always good and keen to do something like that. All right, E. Benikin, she said that she's doing more Pilates this year, so gotta get that extra tone and whatnot. Big up to you, Erica. Keep doing your thing. We see you. So this exercise, I was one of the that's one of the hardest resolutions. Like trying to stick to it. And it's always great to do it at the beginning of the year, because then you get some of the mindsets and practices all year, and it helps you get a good timeline, too. So we're going to see you make it through. Don't give up. Stay consistent with it. That's all I ask. You got to stay consistent, or you won't be as happy with what's going on. All right, let's see. It's just a really, really good ones. Get some really, really good ones. Okay. And this guy cracking up. He's speaking of what I just said. Freddie says he's not looking forward to all the people he's going to have at the gym. And it is true. You know, there's a lot of people who work out all year, and obviously, at the beginning of the year is when the gym is going to be the most packed because everyone's going to be trying to do the exercise resolution. But hey, don't knock them. At least they're trying. You probably at some point in time were not working out either and not working as hardcore. So, hey, they trying to do that. They go tap on the back. They're doing something. They're trying to do something in their life. And that's positive, and you can't knock them for that. Look at that person wasting your problem, wasting people in the gym. And on Friday's 40, he says he was making a list and starting to cross off them step by step. So that's a good thing, too. Like I just said, if you have something written down somewhere, it's easier to stick to it, and you have that reminder in your face, like, bam, you need to do this, you need to do this. Just saying something, it doesn't resonate as well. Like me, like a lot of my goals, I start doing my goals, I start putting them in my phone. And they're extra. They're a task in my phone, and that way, obviously, it'll remind me, this is what your goal is, you got to meet up to that goal. And a lot of people got to think that it might sound extra corny, but that's how you got to do it. You really want to make something happen. All right. Wow, I don't even want to repeat that. There you go. She was too. She going off. I don't even want to repeat that. No, wow. Hold on. This is really good here. This one person says a wise man once said that if you keep your New Year's resolutions for 21 days, you establish a habit. Wow, so hey, there you go. That's pretty good because I think once you start getting in the midst of everything of doing it for that long, you're almost getting close to a month. You're doing something for a month consistently, you're getting to the point of wanting to do that. So I agree. I think that wise man, whoever the wise man that said that, tapped them on the back because they made perfect sense. All right. As we look through, let's see if we got some other good ones. All right, this is a good one here. I like this one. Manfred 285 says, I need to learn to be patient and stop overthinking, stop pursuing things, and take things a little less seriously and be happy. Wow, that's enlightening right there. I think a lot of us have that problem. We just can't let things, you know, be relaxed and just, you know, laid back. We gotta always be uptight and crap. So I think that's a good one. A lot of people need to take heed to that. I know people who follow that suit. They are just always so wound up, and I'm like, it drives you nuts. Okay. Let's see. Let's see what. Da-da-da-da-da. Look, enough person talking about the gym has been packed since Sunday. Oh, man. Y'all should know that was going to happen. Stop acting brand new. There's one chick, shout out to her, Brooke _ Henson. She says she's pretending like her flatbread sandwich from Subway is a big old steak taco. I guess, you know, her New Year's resolution is to eat more healthier. So she, you know, she's had to keep her mindset like that. That's not too bad. Congratulations, you are the first person of 2012 that I forgive and I am forgetting about as I tweet. Ooh, okay, Miss Staffler. You got some drama going on over there. All right. I'm going to go ahead and go to a close in a moment. a reminder for this week. As far as the shows, make sure y'all come to tomorrow's show. Check it out. We'll have my girl, Miss Tracy, who's a doing fitness instructor, doing a lot of big things here in the area. With it, and like I said, y'all got to check out her before and after pictures. You can actually check it out on her show. Check it out there. And there's definitely a lot of big things going on with that tomorrow. It'll be at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make the correct time adjustment. Figure out what time, what area, what time zone it is for you, what time is in your time zone. All right, and then Thursday, make sure you come out on Thursday. Thursday's show is going to be another great show with my boy Louis Yanez, a.k.a. DJ Legend, and we'll be chopping up with him. Make sure y'all come check her out and find out why you know, it's a lot of things just like me in person and whatnot. I don't necessarily just all the time go, well, I did that. Like, that's how DJ Legend is. You know, if you ask him, he'll tell you so. Like, you're not going to feel like he has to boast all the time. And that's what's up, being humble about what you do. That's, a lot of people don't understand that. It's okay to toot your horn, but damn, some of y'all toot your horn entirely too much for me. All right. I'll be rolling on out. Make sure y'all check out the Dust Spot at DUSKSPOT.com. If you miss any parts of the show, you can check us out over at a couple different places. Go to lifeatthedustlive.dustspot.com. You can also go to you can also go to iTunes and type in Life at Dust Live. Go to there and look for the shows. You can go to any of the shows we have downloaded for free. You know, every time people think iTunes, they think, oh, I got to pay for money. You ain't got to pay no money for this. It's $3.99. Check it out and save it to your phone, to your computer, and whatnot. Enjoy the shows. And then you can also check it out. This by going to Dust Live, type the click the Life at Dust tab. You can look at the 5 most recent episodes, or if you Google it, you can find all the other networks that we're on. All right, we're rolling on out. Just reminding you in everything you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. This is the year of no excuses, and you tune to another episode of Life at Dust Live with your boy, Ceddie J, and make sure, man, y'all hand up, man. Hand up on your resolutions. Remember, with the chicks there, she said it best. 21 days, it becomes a habit, so stick to it. All right, we're rolling on out. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.